You're listening to Heart Breakfast. Jamie Theakston, Emma Bunton,
good
and
morning.
Our very special guest, Hollywood royalty. Can I say that?
Yes.
Julianne Moore.
Yes. We should say that.
That's nice. Thanks.
And Julianne, can we call you Julie? Is that okay?
You can call me
fine?
Julie. Yeah.
Is that okay? I think we can be pretty relaxed on this
Julie,
show.
Julie. Yeah. Well, we are usually quite relaxed, but I'm saying she looks very glamorous for this time in the morning.
Fantastic.
I tried a bit, but this is she looks amazing. She's got very high heels on.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It was not without a lot of help.
Now, the best thing about any Julianne Moore film always comes, it seems, with a kind of guarantee of quality.
Aww,
and,
thank you.
It seems to me that Freeheld, of course, is no different. Just tell us a little bit more about the film. Give us a kind of synopsis.
It's a true story, and it's based on the documentary of the same name about a police detective named Laurel Hester, who lived in Ocean County, New Jersey. And she and her partner, Stacey Andre, had registered for domestic partnership. And the day after they registered for domestic partnership, they discovered she had stage 4 lung cancer. So she basically spent the last year of her life trying to achieve the pension rights for her partner. And it's quite dramatic, and it's really beautiful. And in the end, right before she died, they were awarded the pension and really paved the way for marriage equality in the United States.
Tough role for you, but then you've never really been afraid of taking those on in your career.
You've always had some heavy-hitting roles, haven't you?
Thank you. It's really, I mean, honestly, it was a privilege to get to play Laurel Hester. She really was a hero. And Stacey Andre was around, and I spoke to her really about their lives, and also her police partner, Dane Wells. I spoke to Laurel's family. Everybody was very, very anxious to contribute to the project. Mm.
And I was in tears. I'm not afraid to say it. It was embarrassing. I let you down, Emma.
It was
quite embarrassing.
Funny, Jamie, you're crying your eyes out.
I was. But it's a fantastic film.
It is.
And is the because we're kind of in this country, the whole issue of same-sex marriage is something that we're so used to now, and the rights that come with that. But in the States, it's still an issue.
We just had a ruling, just last spring, the Supreme Court finally ruled on marriage equality. So what's interesting is this issue happened just 10 years ago. When you think of how far we've come in a relatively short period of time, it's pretty miraculous. However, there still are people who are very opposed. So it's worth telling the story. It's worth celebrating their accomplishments. It's really a human rights issue.
It's called Freeheld. It's Julianne Moore's latest film. We have so much more to talk about. Will you stick around?
I won't go anywhere. No.
Okay, we'll have more from Julie right after this. I came today. You're listening to Heart Breakfast. Jamie Theakston, Emma Bunton,
good
and
morning.
Our very special guest, Julianne Moore, still here. Look. Or anything.
Still a bit of glamour in the room. For
haven't left yet. Still here.
Now listen, Jim, you've got two kids. Am I right? We might have to help you out. 18 and 13. Is
That's
that correct?
Very good.
Yeah, you've
been googling me.
This show isn't just thrown together.
Right.
When you choose to do things, how influenced are you by your children? Because I know you were in the Hunger Games. Is that something where the kids were like, "Hey, Mum, you got to take this on"?
Well, I'm influenced mostly by location. So things, because I have kids in school, I like to shoot near my house. Freeheld, for example, was all shot in New York, which was great. Hunger Games, I wouldn't have been in those movies if it weren't for my children, because they both read the books and really, really loved them, and I didn't know what was in them. They were just reading them, and I picked up my daughter's copy once and read it, and I was like, this is great. So I wouldn't have, even entertained the idea of being in those movies if my kids weren't reading them.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So, because that's what I was going to ask you as well, as a mother myself, we juggle, how do you deal with obviously filming such, huge films and having children? How do you juggle that?
I try to work at home. I really do. If it shoots in the city, then I'm able to do it. If it's commutable, the thing about Hunger Games was that it was in Atlanta and they boarded me in like little chunks, so I'd go down there for 4 days and then come back and then go down there for 2 days and come back. And if I can do that kind of stuff, then I can work it out.
And I know you've written kids books in the past as well. Is that something that you're going to do more of? Or is that a fun experience?
I mean, there's a series called Freckleface Strawberry, and I'm actually on, I think, book 9 of the series.
Wow.
So
it's
my goodness.
Really fun. Yeah. You haven't kept up, haven't read those, huh?
No,
they're very quick
reads. I need to keep up on those.
Now, listen, you won an Oscar last year. The Oscars, we got the Oscars coming up. Before you picked up, I think you were nominated maybe 4 or 5 times before.
Four times, and it was I won on my fifth time's a charm.
Right. And is it something that you enjoy, those kind of things, or is it something that just comes with the job?
I think it's more fun when you don't have skin in the game, when you're there to, like this year, just to be able to present and stuff. It's really just like going to a party. It's stressful, obviously. You know, you don't want it to be, but you do feel a little stressed. But I tried to really enjoy myself last year, and I did a pretty good job.
And just one final thing, because this is London's favourite breakfast show.
Is it?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay. You should know that, surely. do you enjoy spending time in London? Is a city that you have happy, fond memories of?
Oh, my God. I love it here. And I work here quite a bit, especially when my son was little. We were here for like 3 movies in a row. So I always love coming here. My daughter and I came here on a trip by ourselves a couple of years ago. And she was like, oh, Mom, we have to go back. And so, yeah. Yeah, it's a great place to be.
We love having you here.
Yeah.
And listen, best of luck with the new film. It's called Freeheld. It's not only in cinemas, also multi-platforms. There's
absolutely
no excuse.
That's right. No excuse at all.
Very modern, as you say.
Julianne Moore. How about that?
Thank you so much.